One of Minnesota's newest soccer players wasn't playing for long before earning the title of Defensive Player of the Year.
Taylor lets it go, and there's the opener for North Carolina FC. DJ Taylor waltzes down Main Street.
The Minnesota United FC welcomed DJ Taylor this year, and he has big plans for the team and for his platform. He's not only passionate about soccer, but he's an entrepreneur and a racial justice activist. The North Carolina native spent his youth playing academy soccer and moved on to play in Spain for a couple of years before returning to play professionally at his home state.
You know, my whole life, I mean, most people don't want to admit it, but like, I've kind of been like an underdog, you know, overlooked as a player sometimes, you know, where I should have been on a team, but I really got cut or something like that.
Now he's finally able to prove his skills on the field. He's humble but determined. He says he gets his inspiration from his mother, who raised him all on her own and taught him that with hard work and dedication, he would reach his goals. Scouts discovered Taylor during one of his best seasons at North Carolina FC game against Memphis last year. He scored off the head into the goal and proudly posted about it on Instagram.
Headed back, Taylor's open!
Coming to Minnesota is an opportunity to play for a Major League Soccer team that he couldn't pass up. Taylor is a right back for the Minnesota United. Talking about the team, he names other players he's inspired by, like Ja'Cory Hayes, who share the same spiritual and mental values as him.
Yeah, it's been a blessing too since I've gotten here, you know, with the coaching staff, the club. They've been a blessing to me, and I like the style. You know, they're all about earning your stripes and just working hard, and that's something that comes easy for me every day.
The 23-year-old launched a clothing line this year called Vinci. He says it represents growth and self-improvement, reflective of his journey. You'll also see Taylor on the soccer field dressed up in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt during warm-ups. After the killing of George Floyd, Taylor wanted to be involved in the racial justice movement. He helped raise money for Black Lives Matter and other organizations like the Boys and Girls Club. But when he moved to Minnesota and visited George Floyd Square, he felt more inclined to use his voice.
I think it was really cool because I was actually able to go, like, you know, drive with teammates that have been here before me, and we actually were able to look at the monument and everything. So you kind of just, like, for me, it kind of hit me after I got here, you know, like, all this stuff actually happened here, and it's even more of a reason for me to be even more active with the platform that I have now that it's a bigger platform.
It's 1-0 to the home side.
DJ Taylor might be new here and shocked by the cold, but he's determined to stay and succeed or even reach higher in European soccer. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Jamari Jones, reporting from Minneapolis.